We talk girls basketball here with head coach Amy Felker. And coach, that was a wild Monday. It felt like, I don't know how, if I'm putting this right, but it felt like Kingman was just kind of like a pesky gnat or a pesky fly. You get a lead and then they just come back. You could never put them away or get them out. But you finally pulled away in the end by four in overtime, 65-61. What a game, though.
It was a game. I actually told Coach that about the beginning of the third quarter. I said, we make a good run, and then all of a sudden they're back in the game. And I was just like, I was never satisfied. I mean, I never thought the game was over. And these girls just found a way to get the job done and do the little things. And we played great defense towards the end, and we just held our composure with all the fouls and that kind of stuff. And we shot a great percent from the free throw line.
Oh, man, you guys made a living at the foul line there on Monday, and that was good to see there. You experienced a lot of foul trouble along the way. Both teams really did, but did you learn a little bit more about your team with all the maybe the adversity that you guys were fighting through throughout?
You know, they had to battle, and they had to get in different positions. You know, Brooke went down real fast, and we had to battle without our big girl, and, you know, that changed the whole game plan of our the way we were going to handle everything. And so then, you know, we got her back in, and then Erica decided she's going to foul a little bit. But, you know, for the most part, you know, when girls got on the court, they stepped up and they did what they needed to do. And we just read each other really well, you know, on the pick and rolls, on just everything. So, you know, we just found a way to get it done, and we're moving on.
That's all it is in a tournament style, survive in advance, and you guys definitely did that, but you really had some players step up in the scoring when you guys needed to, with some foul issues there, and one comes to mind, Avery Lewis, and another one, especially Cheyenne Kramer.
You know, Cheyenne just has that knack. She, you know, when she's open, she'll shoot that little 15-foot jump shot, and, you know, she just has confidence to get that done, so I'm glad she was ready to go. You know, Avery just had a great overall game. You know, she set some good screens for Erica, and they just read each other so well. There was a lot of little pick and rolls, and Avery really capitalized on the inside. She ran the court well and got some easy baskets, you know. So hopefully, you know, she continues that and, you know, understands everything. And she did a great job.
You guys advance on. You get to the semifinals, and you're going to be guaranteed no worse than fourth for a third straight year in that tournament there. But coming up here tomorrow, you take on a kind of a different type of team in Lions, and a team that's, you know, around 500 as well. And you got a chance to see them in person, and felt like they had a hard time pulling away from Hutch Trinity on that Monday as well.
You know, they did. And maybe it was just Monday. I don't know. They're going to be scrappy on defense. They're going to work hard. You know, they're shorter than us, so we really want to attack the inside. And we just want to do what we do best. And you know, they've got a really good shooting guard out there. And so we got to make sure that she doesn't get hot and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we got our game plan. The girls are ready. They've had two good practices. And you know, we're ready to get started and get moving.
This is always exciting there. You get to kind of go out of town for a couple days and to a different tournament, a different area, and, you know, have to do the hotel lodging and everything. And I think it's something that I think it's good and a life-learning experience for the players and how to handle yourselves in those situations.
You know, I think it's a good experience for these girls. You know, getting to Eastern Kansas and playing some schools we don't ever see, you know, seeing different styles of play. Every area of the state plays a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these girls are going to represent our community well at Sterling, whether we're playing or we're off the court, you know, at the hotels or whatever. But, you know, just being together and having that time to bond as a team is just a great thing that will just help us throughout the year.
Did you feel like your team had sufficient amount of free throws the other day?
Oh, my. That was crazy. There was a lot of free throws. I haven't seen a game for a long time that had that many free throws.
Yes, you've seen enough for a while, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that here with the next guest. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felker, and joining us now is Erica Felker. And, folks, she is now a record holder. She's at the Sterling Tournament record holder for the most free throws made in a game. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. I mean, you went time after time after time to the line there. I think 20 of 23. You know, some don't even get to shoot 23 free throws in a season. You got shot 23 in a game. I guess How confident were you going up there to shoot all those free throws?
Well, I mean, it's just the same thing over and over again, but I didn't expect to shoot that many. I just, every time I got the ball, I was on the line, so.
You just magnet to draw fouls,
yeah.
Huh? But no, you know, that game on Monday, how would you describe it, how you saw it and how you when you evolved in it?
It definitely was, to start the game, it felt really good, and then they just came back, and we weren't really expecting it, but we found a way to control it and control ourselves, and we kept our cool under pressure, yeah.
You know, and this is a team that plays a pretty much in-your-face defense. Was this maybe a little bit different type of defense that you maybe seen from other teams this year?
Yeah, it was definitely different. They were playing like a man face guard. Like, it was just a little different. But we got it done. We figured out where the openings were, what we could do and what we couldn't. And so I think we did well with that.
What is the biggest takeaway from maybe seeing that type of defense?
Definitely that you can't just stop once you're not open. You have to keep fighting through the multi-defenders, keep trying to find the opening pass.
Well, tournament time, it's always fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Going somewhere else, not around with our league schools other than Hugoton, but it's pretty fun.
Yeah, you get Lions tomorrow, and, you know, that's got to be exciting. I don't know if Scott City's ever played Lions, but what are you expecting from that game?
Well, hopefully a win, but I think it'll be a good competition, different, something we haven't seen. So I'm pretty excited. We're ready to go.
But I know you got to be excited. You're guaranteed a game in the college gym there on Friday, and hopefully, you know, third time's a charm winning in there, right?
Yes, hopefully. It's always fun to play in that facility.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you here. But congratulations on a good start. 27 on that Monday there, a career high, and 20 free throws made, and in the books now at Sterling. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Erica Felger joining us here, and senior post player Brooke Strine, who's had a really good run here through the month of January. How are you doing?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good. Well, I know it was frustrating, but also an exciting game for you on Monday. How tough was it to kind of battle foul trouble? It's been a while since you've had to deal with that.
Yeah, it's it's definitely different. I have to pull back and can't be as aggressive, can't swing for those blocks that I really want to. But, I mean, other than that, it's just a different type of ball. It's a clean playing basketball game.
And you still battled pretty hard through all that. But did you feel like when you were in there you were playing pretty good?
For the most part, yeah. I did get frustrated a few times with myself, but just tried to shake it off and keep going.
You know, I kind of, you know, when you get frustrated with yourself, I kind of go to Ted Lasso. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Oh, you look it up. Goldfish, you know, goldfish is always happy because they only have, they can only remember for 10 seconds or something. So, you know, quick memory, short-term memory, I got to move on, right?
Yeah.
Is that something maybe you got to think about a little bit more, just move on and not dwell on stuff?
I just think about that I'll get it next play, that there's always another play that I can get it on, and then just get it back on defense.
All right. You know, when you got the advantage like this coming up here tomorrow, what's the biggest key that you have to deal with?
Definitely finish around the basket.
All right. And how close are you to dunking?
You know, I can touch the rim without a basketball, but hopefully by the end of the season I'll be there.
All right. Well, I think you can get it here. On a serious note, you've had a pretty good run here this year, and I know you got to shoot the three-pointers in the three-point competition. What was that? What's that like on Monday, and you get to do it again tomorrow?
Different. I stepped into it just kind of messing around when Coach asked me, and then I realized she was being serious, and then I was doing it. So it's kind of a different experience for me.
Well, I think it's something new and interesting. That's kind of fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I just got to realize that it's just like a contest in the beginning, and then after it, I got to focus on the game.
Well, what's your goal for threes tomorrow in the competition?
More than Monday.
More than Monday. Well, there you go. That's good. Senior Brooke Strine joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, and keep up the good work here, Brooke.
Thanks, Adam.